WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 33 degrees, and we are currently under a winter weather advisory and a freeze warning. We'll take a look at your crazy forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is a power outage right now affecting residents in the Indian Lakes subdivision. It was also affecting some customers in the Nantucket subdivision earlier this morning. Looks as though it is just at Indian Lakes right now. BTU crews are on the scene. The cause is unknown. The parent company of Bryan-based CHI, St. Joseph Health, is merging with another faith-based healthcare corporation. The combination of Catholic Health Initiatives and Dignity Health is expected to close in the second half of next year. St. Joseph CEO Rick Knapper says the merger focuses more on the national level and less at the local level.
I anticipate that the Brazos Valley will see the same St. Joseph they've seen for years.
If anything, Knapper expects more services becoming available at the local level.
Strategically, as it develops, that will be a focus, is trying to see what are more and better services and more innovative approaches to the care that you'll see trickle down into the system itself and even at St. Joseph's.
The merger will result in 139 hospitals and more than 700 care sites in 28 states. The still-to-be-named system will have more than 25,000 physicians and advanced practice clinicians and about 159,000 employees. Hundreds braved cold and damp conditions at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial for the dedication of the Rosie the Riveter statue.
Rosie! The
Brazos Valley World War II hometown musicians were part of the program, along with remarks from the national president of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Milam County rancher Lynn Forney Young thanked three local DAR chapters for raising $35,000 for the statue.
Rosie the Riveter helped assure that the Allies would have the war materials and the troops they needed to defeat the Axis. The statue of Rosie the Riveter represents the millions of women who served the war effort in whatever manner they could.
Six women who are real-life Rosies during World War II who were in attendance were also recognized. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Almost 60 entries, a new record, are in tonight's downtown Bryan-lighted Christmas parade.
We got a great number. It's going to be a really great event.
Caitlin Brown with the Downtown Bryan Association says tonight's parade begins at 6:30 from 23rd and Bryan. The parade will head south to 28th, then return north on Main. Tomorrow afternoon, you're invited to join South Knoll Elementary School for the dedication of Jeremiah Forrest, a 13,500-square-foot outdoor classroom designed and built by Texas A&M architecture students as an outreach project. Alex Santos led the project, which began 2 years ago.
Some kids are going to learn better outside. Some kids are going to learn better inside. And right now, our education system is not accommodating that. We've been teaching in the same fashion since 1807. Line them up. Stand them in the front of the room and put them in a building. So it's kind of, I mean, if you look at how cars develop, how cell phones develop, how computers develop, they're not the same in 1 year. Why is our education system the same?
Santos says the project, named for his brother, an Army corporal who died serving in Iraq, was built mainly with materials donated by local businesses. Tomorrow's dedication starts at 3 p.m. at the school. The next three Saturdays, children are invited to a book swap sponsored by United Way of the Brazos Valley at Post Oak Mall. President Allison Prince says there will also be storybook reading.
We'll have volunteers who'll read a storybook. Sometimes it'll be Christmas themed, sometimes they won't. I've heard stories of maybe a dinosaur coming and reading, maybe a spider cat coming and reading.
United Way's Jingle Book Bash is the next three Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the Santa area of the mall. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us. We would love to see your snow pictures. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Send me to
Shapiro.
thing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hey, good morning, 611. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's do some weather, sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs. Malik, making a difference. Go to malikservice.com.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 50s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear, cold, and down between 32 and 36. Then it turns a bit milder during the weekend, so pretty nice weather coming up. Sunshine near 60 on Saturday afternoon. Clear and cold at night, mid-30s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday in the low 60s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, College Station High School is taking on a very familiar foe tomorrow night, or actually tomorrow afternoon, I should say, in the Fort Bend Marshall Buffaloes. Now, Coach Steve Huff and company defeated them last year in the 5A regional finals. Be taking them on again this year in the finals. Our coach says they're an awfully good team.
You know, you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at and the teams they've done it against. You know, you take all that into account, you know, you're looking at a very good football team.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Huff coming up as we preview that ball game. Also, some Aggie athletes are getting some freshman accolades, some freshman players for the football team. So we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as the Heisman Trophy and the NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, there you go.
There you are.
So now, as far as school is concerned,
mm-hmm.
everything is...
Everything. We have not received any notifications, and I believe parents were supposed to be notified before 6 a.m. if any changes were occurring.
Well, that just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because now you got to go to school.
You got to go to school.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah.
Man. Now, so... And the roads are fine.
The roads are fine.
They really are.
They were good at 4:15 this morning.
Yep. And
there were some like road signs, but that were a little bit, you know, obscured, blocked or whatever with snow. But obviously those will probably start melting by now. So, but just be aware.
And you know where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Where the stop signs are.
Where the signs are.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do anything different because of that.
Right.
Okay, so I know your mom said to you when you were growing up, just because all your other friends get their heads stuck in a microwave, there's no reason for you to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Five firefighters spent an hour working to release a YouTube prankster who had cemented his head.
Cemented.
Yes. His head.
Wow.
Into a microwave. The 22-year-old and a group of friends.
Oh, the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Mixed. I was hoping for like a 12-year-old in this story.
I think 12-year-olds are too smart.
Well, that's the thing that's sad about this is that and apparently no substances were involved. They just thought this would be, you know, something fun to do and then put on YouTube. Anyway,
gotta go viral. Gotta go viral.
Mix 7 bags of polyfilla before pouring it over his head, which was protected by a plastic bag inside the appliance.
Oh my gosh. Good. Yeah.
The intention was to use the microwave as a mold. By the time emergency services got their call at about 2:00 on a Wednesday afternoon, to come to the garage of the house, the group had already been trying to free him for 90 minutes.
Good Lord.
The friends had managed to help the man breathe through an air tube. watch commander who was in charge of this, the officer in charge, said, quote, "As funny as it sounds, this young man could quite easily have suffocated."
Yeah, no he could kidding. Have. Yeah.
Right.
No kidding. Taking the microwave apart was tricky because a lot of it was welded.
Jeez.
We video called our technical rescue colleagues for advice and eventually managed to get him unstuck.
Wow.
He was very relieved when we removed a large chunk of the polyfilla with a screwdriver, allowing him to breathe more easily.
Hmm.
We had to be extremely careful with the screwdriver since we were working really close to his head. It took us an hour to free him. So we're talking an hour there, an hour and a half before that. Oh.
That's...
Again, I'm just wishing I could have been there for the beginning of that, or the end of that conversation before they said, okay, Clarence or whoever.
Clarence.
Chuck, whoever. I don't know what the guy's name is. You go ahead and stick your head inside the microwave oven, and we'll watch from a safe distance.
Oh, you know he was a volunteer.
Yeah.
I the only way I can.
I want to be on YouTube. Please.
Oh, we get it 2 days in a row.
Oh, sure. And today, probably you need galoshes or snowshoes.
Yeah.
Do anybody have any snowshoes out there?
I mean, I do, but...
We're not prepared for this kind of stuff.
No, that's exactly right. We have to be really, really careful. Think about all those little squirrels and bunnies out there this morning.
Oh, so cold. They are completely thrown off.
Oh, what, if we don't mention it, it doesn't happen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're shivering under a little yucca plant.
My dog loved it.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah, did Cooper?
No, he really didn't know what to make out of it.
Well, she loved it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
And then she went right back inside.
Was a little chilled.
But she liked to run around in it.
Yeah, and then mine are too short. They'd get lost.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to see them.
I caught an errant snowball from the neighbor's snowball fight yesterday.
Whoa.
I was trying to get in my truck and just bam.
Yeah.
It wasn't errant.
No, I don't think
bad.
It was.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
Yeah, well, now we can get that guy next door.
By the way, Scott, I know you can't tell because you don't have the Twitters, but Texas A&M football has a video of the snow coming down at Kyle Field.
Oh,
and
okay.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool
so
stuff
beautiful.
Out there
very
on social
nice.
Media.
Well, one of these days I may have to get that Twitter thing.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Norman Detract.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW 619, and it's December the 8th. Here we go. It's closing in. We're going to be done soon.
Getting close.
24 days until the new year and only 17 shopping days.
And only 5 days to turn in your Christmas angels.
That's true. 13th. That's the deadline. National Brownie Day.
Ooh, okay.
Celebrate the way you want to do that if you're one of those brownie-type people.
Yeah.
It's Lost and Found Day.
All right.
Better to find it than to lose it.
This is true.
Today we need to go back into the sales pavilion and thank all our salespeople because is National Salesperson
Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, they probably won't even come into work to celebrate.
They may do that. Just they'll be calling
it's Friday.
In to say that.
Right.
Yep, National
snow.
Christmas.
Snow.
Sure, that's right. I looked outside. It was snow.
It
just
was
went
snowing.
Back to bed.
I just stay inside.
Pretend to be a time traveler day.
Pretend?
Okay.
Like maybe wear some, you know, other period clothing or something.
Let's see. Being able to travel.
Give up
technology.
Time.
Yeah. How do we celebrate? This day is an annual event which combines the elements of performance art. Okay, that means doing something strange and saying it's art. humor and plain old fun to give an overall unforgettable experience. As the name itself suggests, the basic premise of the day is to pretend to be a time traveler, either from the past or from the future, who has somehow ended up in present day. For maximum effect, this role should be involve a group of friends. Ah, yes, don't do it by yourself. Kind of like sticking your head in a microwave with cement.
Scott, we could have had a whole entire theme for the show today.
Yeah, well, we could have been. Well, would you have wanted to be a time traveler from the past here,
ooh,
or one from the future who came back?
Ooh.
See, I mean, that's
we could do both.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Well, if we had our DeLorean that would do that with the flux capacitor, then we would be able to.
Gigawatts.
Okay, yeah. Well, do what you need to do today if you want to take care of that, but you might want to let folks know ahead of time. Lots of other things out there. I got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Dwight Howard's turning 32. Everybody's favorite Houston Rocket.
You bet.
So he's now with the Charlotte Hornets.
Does he still play? Okay.
Yeah, he plays with the Charlotte Hornets, you know, like everything that's with the Charlotte Hornets, it just kind of falls into oblivion.
Yeah, got it.
Sam Hunt's turning 33.
Oh. Give me some Sam.
God, it's all toilet sounds.
Yeah.
So he's turning 33 today. So congratulations, Sam Hunt. Not a fan. Nicki Minaj.
Obviously, I love Sam.
Nicki Minaj is turning. Do you like his music or do you just like the way he looks?
I don't even know how he looks.
Whatever. Okay.
I don't.
He played quarterback at Alabama Birmingham, by the way.
Cool. UAB.
Yeah.
Go Dragons.
Nicki Minaj is turning 35. We can't play any of her stuff.
Man. Oh, man. Yeah. Gotta love Nicki.
Well, they do on Candy 95, but it's mainly
very edited.
Philip Rivers is turning 36, so QB.
Oh, cool.
He very well could be in Eli Manning's place. Of course, he got drafted by the Giants, and then they did that little trade with the San Diego Chargers, LA Chargers. Corey Taylor turning 44. He's the singer for Slipknot and Stone Sour.
Okay.
We don't have any of that pulled up, but he's pretty good. Sinead O'Connor is turning 51 today.
Because nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
So she's a little weird.
Okay.
But she's turning 51 today.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher, she's real and spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
She's turning 53 today. We got a couple of Desperate Housewives birthdays this weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you want to add something, Scott?
No, I'm just listening along.
Yes, Marty Friedman. Marty Friedman turning 55. Megadeth, Mel Lee guitarist.
Yep.
Ann Coulter turning 56. So happy birthday, Ann.
Yep.
Maybe she'll go on a rant. Phil Collin is turning 60 today. Now he's Def Leppard's lead guitarist.
You know, I was hoping we were to have some Def Leppard this morning before 6:30.
Too.
So, yeah.
What's going to get you
pumped
for Friday?
Pumped.
Like, pour some sugar on me.
Yeah, exactly.
And Kim Basinger is turning 64 today.
Wow. Okay. All right. On this date in 1980, during Monday Night Football.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival.
Howard Cosell announcing the death of John Lennon.
During Monday Night Football.
Howard Cosell.
That gave me chills. That's crazy.
Yeah, during Monday Night Football, as he said. And again, having Howard do it, because Howard was just Howard, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody could do to tell the story the way he could. So you got that. All right, so that's an anniversary. All right, what we got on Saturday? Let me see here. I got to scroll my little thingamajig down here.
Thingamajig.
All right, here we go. Yeah, because, all right, for the week.
Yeah.
I'll be there soon. Okay,
hey.
Saturday. All right, we found it. Yay. Yeah. All right, Saturday is Christmas card day.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the deal. And you can do this today. Okay. Did you take pictures of your house last night?
Oh.
I mean,
perfect
about, yeah.
Christmas card.
There were
pictures.
So many people. We went by, I was driving around and I had to go by Sorority Row, and there were so many.
Had to, he says.
So
had
many photogs out there just taking their pics for the gram.
Sure. And that's it.
Do
and
it for the gram.
Do it for the gram.
And in this day and age, you can. You could have taken the picture last night and have your Christmas cards printed up and ready to go.
Ready
today.
To go.
Yeah. So for mailing them on Christmas card day. That's that thing where you put that stamp in the upper right-hand corner.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
It's kind of quaint, kind of
yeah,
fun.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, Day of the Horse. This is Day of the Horse tomorrow.
Okay.
National Pastry Day.
Ooh,
hey,
I love a good pastry.
Celebrate as you wish. Gingerbread Decorating Day.
Okay.
Makes you wonder how much gingerbread is really baked just to decorate as opposed to actually consume.
Oh, true. I
that's
like
true.
Gingerbread,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit of that. International Vet Medicine Day. We like that
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we do.
And it's Techno Day.
Okay. Oh, dang it. Hold on. Give me a sec.
No, really. You don't have to search that diligently. Now, does that mean dressing in a certain way or playing
I
a certain
music.
Kind of music?
I
imagine music.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So, dubstep.
All right. Did you find some? No,
please. Oh, no,
okay.
No, I didn't.
No, please
I thought,
don't. No.
I didn't know you were serious.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Go ahead. We got birthdays.
Did you find it? No. No, don't. No, no, it's fine.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Simon Helberg, turning 37, plays Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay.
Actually, a pretty good intimidator. I guess that's not the word that I'm...
Imitator?
Yeah, him too.
Okay.
He's turning...
Intimidator.
The snow's getting to my
the
head.
Intimidator.
Yeah, no, he's
Howard
not
Wolowitz.
He's not intimidating, no. But imitator. He does a pretty good,
gotcha.
Pretty good imitations. Okay. Trey Cool turning 45, Green Day drummer.
Okay.
So there you go. Jacob Dylan turning 48. Now, he's Bomb's son.
Yep.
Also is the lead singer of the Wallflowers. And sure. I never knew this, but this is a song by the way.
Sorry.
Yeah,
pull that back a little bit.
Rocking. Woo. That's the Wallflowers?
That is the Wallflowers.
Okay.
So coming at you really loud
yeah,
this
really,
morning.
Yeah.
I apologize. I didn't turn it up any
that's
higher
okay.
than I had
no,
the other songs.
That's just what it is, right?
Yeah, they just really loud. Yeah. So anyways, he's turning 48. Kurt Angle, for your WWE fans out there, your wrestling fans, he's turning 48. Felicity Huffman, another Desperate Housewife, she's turning 55. Donny Osmond turning 60 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Big 6-0.
Let that sink in for a minute.
So there you go. John Malkovich turning 64.
He's unusual.
Dick Butkus turning 75.
Wow.
Great football player. Yeah. Bo Bridges, 76.
Now, his brother had a birthday just last week.
Jeff did?
Yeah, on like the 4th or 5th.
Yeah. Really? I don't even remember us covering.
Yep,
oh,
yep.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
the dude abides.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, his Bo maybe... Mm-hmm. Bo's been in some good stuff, too. He's turning 76.
Yep.
Judy Dench turning 83.
Dame Judy Dench, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a pretty big deal. She's turning 83. And Kirk Douglas's birthday is tomorrow. He'll be 101.
Wow. Wow. That's something. All right. Yep. On Sunday, it is Dewey Decimal System Day.
Yeah.
Just go to the library and wander around.
Yeah, you'll find some.
Sure. It's National Lager Day.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You want to do the lager thing on Sunday. And World Coral Day.
Coral.
Like singing coral as opposed to like the stuff in the ocean.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, or maybe it's coral. No, it doesn't have an E on it, so it's Coral Day. Anyway, all right, birthday's
is
on
it
Sunday.
Intimidator, imitator. Raymond Simone turning 32. That's
so
Raven.
Raven. Her and Eddie had like a birthdays pretty close to each other.
Yeah, so the Cosby Show. Megan Lindsay is turning 32. She's a country singer.
Okay.
Came in second on season 8 of The Voice.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Emmanuel Shrieky. Shrieky. Is turning 42.
Yeah.
She plays Sloan on Entourage for those fans.
Okay.
I'm a fan.
All right.
Meg White is turning 43. White Stripes. I don't have any White Stripes pulled up, but really
that's
good,
okay.
though.
Yeah.
Bobby Flay is turning 53.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Bobby.
Cooker dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and he
man, he makes a lot of money.
And he really is a big-time celebrity.
He does a ton of stuff for Food Network.
Yeah. So
yeah.
He's turning 53 on Sunday. Kenneth Branagh.
Oh.
Turning 57.
Wow.
And he was recently in Murder on the Orient Express.
He's done a ton of stuff. He's really, really good.
Yeah, lots of Shakespeare.
Yep.
Susan Day turning 65.
Oh, Partridge,
the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
L.A. Law.
Uh-huh.
Johnny Rodriguez turning 66 on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, he was acquitted of murder, of course.
Yes,
and
was.
Tommy Kirk is turning 76. Old Yeller.
Yeah.
The kid from Old Yeller.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's all I got for birthdays for Sunday.
And Rod Blagojevich, who used to be the governor of Illinois till he went to prison, really good hair. I mean, really good hair.
Great
go see a picture
hair.
Of him. He had great hair. All right, 629.
Waking up on the right side.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right on Wednesday, the president fulfilled yet another huge, massive campaign promise when he announced that the United States would finally recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now, I've determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, the president said during his speech in the diplomatic reception room at the White House. This is a recognition of reality, Trump said. It's also the right thing to do. It's something that has to be done. And the president also announced he would move the United States' embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But nice to finally have a leader. We had four presidents make that promise and never get it done. But somebody who respects our greatest ally in the Middle East. And unlike President Obama, who used taxpayer dollars to covertly campaign against Prime Minister Netanyahu.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Most of you, you're going to be seeing friends and family and maybe watching NFL games. Okay, wait, check that part. Well, many of you may not be watching NFL games, but it doesn't matter. I have the best alternative to watching football this year. And guess what? It's called Wits and Wagers, the party game. Now, you've heard me talking about this great game for years. I talk about it for a reason. It is the best game you'll ever play. You set it up on the table. You gather around as many people as you want to play. You play with teams. You can stand. You can sit in a chair. You just gather around the table, friends and family. And guess what? Everybody can play of any age. And before you know it, your whole room is going to be filled with cheering and laughter and high fives. And you'll actually be creating family memories for a lifetime. No game will bring you together like Wits and Wagers. Now, you can get Wits and Wagers at all Target, all Toys R Us stores, and your whole family's going to get in on the fun. And you can enjoy each other instead of TV, instead of texting, instead of work. Wits and Wagers at Target and Toys R Us. Wits and Wagers.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 33 degrees, and we are in a winter weather advisory and a freeze warning until 9 a.m. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A power outage is still affecting the Indian Lakes subdivision. BTU crews are on the scene. 3.5 years after Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System was sold to Catholic Health Initiatives, CHI is merging with another faith-based healthcare corporation. The merger with Dignity Health creates a nonprofit with 139 hospitals and more than 700 care sites, with more than 25,000 physicians and other advanced practice clinicians and 159,000 employees.
When you look at the environment of healthcare right now, this will provide a much broader ability to cover the healthcare needs as we move forward.
St. Joseph CEO Rick Knapper says one benefit of the merger is that the other partner is also faith-based.
It has a mission that's focused on the patients. And if you just look at healthcare in general, there's much more focus on providing quality of care from the federal programs as well.
The merger is expected to close in the second half of next year, which is when the name of the new organization will be chosen. Corporate headquarters will be located in Chicago. The CEOs of both corporations will both serve as chief executives, each with specific and independent responsibilities. And local facilities will continue operating under their current names. An icon of World War II is now part of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
The Brazos Valley World War II Homefront Singers are part of the dedication of a statue honoring Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie at work on the B-19. She's never twittering, nervous or jittery, Rosie.
Three local chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution raised $35,000 for the statue. Keynote speaker was the National DAR President, Lynn Forney Young, who lives in Milam County.
They built and tested airplanes. Some even ferried airplanes from Avenger Field in Sweetwater, Texas. Women in uniform took office and clerical jobs in the armed forces in order to free the men to fight. They drove trucks, repaired airplanes. They worked as laboratory technicians. They rigged parachutes, served as radio operators, analyzed photographs, flew military aircraft across the country, test flew newly repaired planes, and even trained anti-aircraft gunners by acting as flying targets.
Rosie's the first statue of a woman at the memorial, but not the last, according to the president of the memorial's board of directors. Retired General Randy House says plans are underway for representatives of Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, along with nurses. House also recognized six women who worked as real-life Rosies during World War II, including a local woman who turned 97 who worked at what was the Bryan Air Force Base, which is now the site of the Texas A&M Systems Relis campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Santa will enjoy the weather as he brings up the rear at tonight's downtown Bryan-lighted Christmas parade.
So it'll start on Bryan Street, around 24th Street, move down, turn at Sale Park, and go up Main to the end of Main.
Caitlin Brown with the Downtown Bryan Association says tonight's parade is at 6:30. There are almost 60 lighted entries this year, which is a record. The Grand Marshals are downtown business owner Lee Hale and City Councilman Ben Hardiman, who is also on the DBA board and has spearheaded the restoration of the historic Queen Theater. For the last 2 years, a group of Texas A&M undergraduate architecture students have been working on an outreach project for South Knoll Elementary School. Jeremiah Forrest is a 13,500-square-foot outdoor classroom.
This is a place that we really wanted to hug them in nature and really make them feel like they've escaped, which could open up creativity in the mind.
Alex Santos led the project, which was built mainly with materials donated by local businesses and funding from the College of Architecture.
There's four tables out there, and each table fits 8 students. We want to call that the workspace. And then on the podium, there's another side, which is the amphitheater pergola. We want to call that the teaching side. And so that's where the students would sit, and the teacher would verbally speak to them as in a classroom style, and then they would say, okay, let's go work on this. And they would go over to the deck and work on it.
Santos says a dedication is being held tomorrow afternoon at 3 for Jeremiah Forrest, which was named for his brother, an Army corporal who died serving in Iraq. United Way of the Brazos Valley has added to their holiday presence at Post Oak Mall. President Allison Prince says for the next 3 Saturdays, you're invited to a book swap targeting young children.
If you've got some books that your kiddos are feeling are a little stale and you want to let someone else have that opportunity to read those books, bring those and then bring your kids and they get to pick a book in exchange. Or if you don't have books to make a swap, just stop by. We've got so many books.
The Jingle Book Bash, which also includes storybook reading, is the next 3 Saturdays from 10 until 2 in the Santa area of the mall. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 33 degrees. You can call or text us. We'd love to see your snow pictures. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Christmas time is here. Come get your freshly cut Christmas trees now from the Farm Patch under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional green or snowy phlox. The Farm Patch has the perfect Christmas tree for you. Fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias, as well as holiday metal art for your yard decorations. Look for the big red and white tent on University Drive and Merry Christmas from the Farm Patch.
It's 6:39, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperature, low 50s this afternoon. Overnight tonight, clear, cold, and down between 32 and 36. Then it turns a bit milder during the weekend, so pretty nice weather coming up. Sunshine near 60 on Saturday afternoon. Clear and cold at night, mid-30s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday in the low 60s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Collins Station High School heading to the 5A regional finals. They're taking on a familiar foe in the Fort Bend Marshall Buffaloes. Here's Coach Steve Huff on the bus.
You know, you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at and the teams they've done it against. You know, you take all that into account, you know, you're looking at a very good football team.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Huff coming up. By the way, the Cougars beat the Buffaloes 31-27 last year. Also looking at some offseason accolades, some postseason accolades for Texas A&M. Some two freshmen, Jamon Osmond and Anthony Hines, have been named the freshman All-SEC team. Talk a little bit more about that, as well as holiday hoops at Reed Arena tomorrow. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Do we know Carson Conway?
Carson Conway.
You know Carson Conway?
I don't think so.
All right, he's a fighting Texas Aggie. Here we go, from Fox. No, don't have it yet.
Okay.
I'll have it in a minute.
I know Tim Conway.
Yeah, here we go.
Any right. relation?
No.
Oh.
All right, this is Texas YouTuber Texas Candy about the snow.
You guys, it's snowing in San Antonio. It's crazy. There is snow literally falling from the sky.
Yeah.
Check it out. I had to record it. I had to show you guys.
OMG.
Where would it be falling from other than
the
sky?
Than the sky? You know.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So Texas A&M student Carson Conway.
This is crazy. This is one of the hardest I've seen it snow here in Texas. So that was pretty exciting.
Here's Carson.
Here in Texas.
Yep. And, you know, you're right. There are places sometimes where it doesn't.
This is
true.
Yeah.
They need to interview locals, not the college kids.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know
people
where
people who lived here.
We don't know where Carson's from. I mean, Carson may be from Dalhart, where it snows a lot more often than it does here. All right, just saying.
Well, college, when was the last time, Scott? You've been here for forever.
Yeah.
When was the last time that it snowed this hard here?
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Never.
I remember a time when I was in elementary school, so it was probably like 98-ish.
Okay. Yeah.
And I remember it snowing enough for me to make like little snowballs.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
But that's the last time that it was this heavy, and it wasn't this heavy.
Right. There was like a little snowfall that was,
there was
I
a
guess,
dust up
08?
When I was in college. Yeah.
I remember. 08, but I mean, at least me being from the great north of Tyler, we never had snow like this. This is the most snow I've ever seen in Texas.
We'll check next hour. We'll see if some listeners have some remembrances, but I've certainly didn't ever remember that. Okay, so Al Franken's hanging it up.
I am proud that during my time in the Senate, I have used my power to be a champion of women.
Yeah, but before that,
champion of women,
as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day.
Okay.
I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am.
Okay.
I know who I really am.
So there you go. So he has, and that's the one that got the publicity. This one, another, do you know who the Trent Franks resigned? Okay. This one's a little odd, so here we go.
Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona says he'll step down next month amid an ethics investigation into complaints he asked female staffers to bear his child. Franks said the topic of surrogacy came up because his wife struggles with fertility. In his resignation letter, Franks said he absolutely never physically intimidated, coerced, or had or attempted to have any sexual contact with any member of his congressional staff. He did apologize for making staffers feel uncomfortable by discussing surrogacy. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And, you know, and I don't know how you broach that subject, quite honestly.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I understand that's a true concern.
Yeah.
And that's something he wanted to do.
It's just really weird.
Yes.
You would have to ask. I'm just thinking in that kind of situation, you would ask, like, everyone who's closest to you, right? As opposed to, say,
Well, okay, that's why it's that's why it's fishy. Like, yeah, right. I feel like this is very much a cover of some other inappropriate comments that he probably made.
Very well could be. And, you know,
just me reading into it.
But I mean, wouldn't that come out, though? Sorry, Scott.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if he made some inappropriate comments, wouldn't he be accused of that as opposed to being accused of, yeah, he asked me to be his surrogate or his wife's surrogate?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, though, that he probably didn't say it in a very appropriate way or ask in an appropriate way. And so they're saying, yeah, he was talking about, because they didn't use the word surrogate. He did.
Yeah.
They said, oh, he wanted me to have his baby. Well, that could be said in a lot different way. So that's what I'm saying is then he's saying, oh, well, yeah, I was bringing up surrogacy because my wife can't have children.
Right.
He's just trying to make himself look better in a really bad situation.
See, and this entire story is new to me until as of this morning, so I don't know. And with the information you've just said, that certainly colors it in a different light.
Right, if he said it that way. Right. I don't know exactly word for word how he approached them, obviously, but I think they were bringing it up in a much different light than, oh, he approached me about, you know, carrying his child.
In the days to come, we may find out that that's the case.
Yeah, we'll see.
But, I mean, not to defend, but as you said, Zach, the whole idea is you would talk to those people closest to you. And quite honestly, if you're a congressman from New Mexico, your staff are people who you trust.
Right.
But, so I'll err on either side of that fence, you know, whatever happens.
Exactly,
We'll find out as time goes on as to whether or not he was appropriate with it. And so...
Yeah, because even if that's inappropriate, like even if you believe that's an inappropriate question for your boss or someone to ask of you, I still don't know if he would have to resign over something like that. That's why I think the allegations are a little bit more detailed than what he's saying.
Yeah, we'll find out how all that happens. In the meantime, it doesn't really have anything to do with us, but you know, the people in Great Britain voted to leave the EU, that Brexit thing. And
I feel like that happened so long ago.
I know. Yeah, it's interesting. I know. That was a long
time. It was like such a big deal. Then it totally disappeared. And now it's back.
But the thing is, Theresa May was supposed to take care of this. And she hadn't. And the talks broke down earlier this week. But apparently they've gotten back on track today.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announcing a breakthrough in Brexit divorce talks.
We've been working extremely hard this week, and as you've all seen, it hasn't been easy for either side.
The thorniest issue so far, how to avoid installing a hard border between Northern Ireland, part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, an EU member. Negotiators say a deal has been agreed, and the focus now switches to a trade agreement. EU President Jean-Claude Juncker.
The United Kingdom will be and will remain a close friend and ally.
In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
They all talk funny over there, don't they?
Kind of.
Oui.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel.
Maybe one day they'll get to say squirrel in a report that we read.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I wonder how the French say squirrel in English.
Well, they got a French word.
This squirrel.
No, that's probably
not it. Squirrel.
All right, 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We're just a few weeks away from being able to turn our sights to the spring gardening season. This is a good time to cover some horticultural facts and fantasies of this season. Many of these may surprise you. Garden facts of the season right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're going to talk about some unusual garden facts of the season. I'm going to start with one that you may not believe. Poinsettias are not poisonous. Give folks a list of daffodils, oaks, hollies, tomatoes, and poinsettias and ask them which one plant is absolutely not poisonous in any of its parts, and poinsettias will almost always be the last guess every time. While the white latex sap that bleeds from poinsettia stems may cause a skin irritation or rash, the plants are not toxic. That's the determination of a very extensive and expensive series of tests done at the Ohio State University in the 1970s. Knowledge moves slowly in the gardening world. If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall. So it's really difficult to keep it in the same old pot for a whole year and expect it to be happy and to bloom properly. You probably would be better off repotting it several times, pinching it to keep it compact. Oh, another fact that you need to know, mistletoe is toxic, unlike the poinsettias. The plant is parasitic to its host plants, and the berries can make you sick. Mistletoe is a higher plant. That means it has chlorophyll. It roots into the branches of its host plants. As the roots develop, they cause distorted growth in the wood of the host's limbs. Eventually, that interruption can actually kill the affected limb. Cedar elms, bodarks, oaks, hackberries, and elms of other kinds are most commonly afflicted. There's no chemical spray you can use to control mistletoe without doing harm to the host tree. When you develop one, prepare to make some money. Right now, though, all you can do is to trim it out. You want to start trimming every year. Trim out all of the new mistletoe that occurs because it will start on small twigs. If you wait a few years, those twigs will turn into branches, and to prune to remove them would be very disfiguring. Living Christmas trees may be difficult to keep alive after Christmas if you leave them indoors too long. Research has shown that maybe 10 days is about the maximum. And you need to be very careful in the ones that you buy. Norfolk Island pines are the most common houseplant Christmas trees, and they are a little bit difficult to keep indoors. Alberta spruces don't handle the heat well at all in Texas. Leyland cypress and Eldarica pines really cooked this past summer. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The College Station Cougars are on a familiar road to the state championship. After defeating Port Neches Grove 66-40 in the 5A regional semifinals, Coach Steve Huff and the guys are set to take on Fort Bend Marshall in the regional finals for the second straight year. Here's Coach Huff on the Buffaloes.
You know, offensively, I think they bring back 9 kids, so there's a real familiarity there. But, you know, you look at what they do and the rate they've done it at and the teams they've done it against, you know, you take all that into account, you know, you're looking at a very good football team again, and our kids are very well aware of that. You know, they see them in track, know the type of speed they possess. Then when you sit down and look at them on video, it's you know, the tape doesn't lie, the video doesn't lie. So, you know, a very, very well-coached football team and also a very extremely fast football team.
Cougars got the better of the Buffs last year, 31-27. Kickoff is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at Waller ISD Stadium with broadcast on the Zone 102.7 FM and RadioAggieland.com. In the college game, Texas A&M wide receiver Jamon Osmond and linebacker Anthony Hines III have been named to the 2017 freshman All-SEC team. Osmond started all 12 regular season games for the Aggs and was second on the team with 38 receptions for 459 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, Hines played in all 12 regular season games at linebacker, where he recorded 32 tackles on the year, including 7 against Auburn. The Heisman Trophy ceremony is set for tomorrow night. The finalists for this year are Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, Stanford running back Bryce Love, and last year's winner, Louisville QB Lamar Jackson. On the court, it'll be a Holiday Hoops doubleheader tomorrow afternoon at Reed. The 21st-ranked Aggie women entertain Central Arkansas at 1 o'clock. Broadcast of that one will be on Sports Radio 1150. Meanwhile, the seventh-ranked guys square off with Prairie View A&M at 3:30 with broadcast right here on WTAW. The Houston Rockets were in Utah last night looking to extend their seven-game win streak with a victory over the Jazz.
Hall, three-point line right. Double team comes, guys. Tucker to his right. On a crossover. Now launches a three and hits the three.
James Harden scored 29 points and Ryan Anderson added 23 to lead Houston to a 112-101 win. Coach Mike D'Antoni says the team just keeps getting better.
You know, the biggest thing what I'm enjoying, our defense is pretty good and it's getting better. And they're taking pride in it. And sooner or later, we want to erupt about, 10, 15 quick points. And before you know it, we're up 15. And that's kind of what happened tonight.
Chris Paul added 18 points, 13 assists, and 9 rebounds for the Rockets, who grabbed their 14th win in their last 15 games. Now, Houston will have tonight off, but Dallas and San Antonio are back on the floor. The Mavericks are in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks at 7, and the Spurs are at home entertaining the Boston Celtics at 8:30. Jake Allen made 29 saves. Braden Schenn continued his red-hot play, and the St. Louis Blues blanked the Dallas Stars last night 3-0. Now, Dallas was hamstrung by 7 penalties, but Coach Ken Hitchcock says the loss goes much deeper than that.
I think it's a little bit deeper than that. I think, it was more of a technical game than it was an emotional game. And they won a lot of the battles that caused us to take the penalties, and then we wore out people having to kill the penalties.
After winning 5 straight, Hitchcock and the Stars have now dropped 2 in a row. The Atlanta Falcons are within 1 game of the NFC South lead following a 20-17 victory over first-place New Orleans last night. Deion Jones clinched the win by intercepting Saints QB Drew Brees in the end zone after Matt Bryant's 52-yard field goal broke a 17-all deadlock with 3:49 remaining. Now, the Falcons' win did not help the Dallas Cowboys' playoff chances. At 6-6, the boys sit behind 4 teams for the final NFC wildcard spot. They'll try to stay within striking distance this Sunday when they pay a visit to the New York Giants at noon. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans are still alive at 4-8, but those postseason hopes are all but gone. Houston, which has dropped 4 of its last 5, will try to delay the seemingly inevitable Sunday when it hosts the San Francisco 49ers at noon. Broadcast will be over on The Zone. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
The biggest clearance sale of the year is here at WC Tractor. Now is the time to buy and save thousands on Kubota tractors, RTVs, mowers, and construction equipment. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. Don't delay. Sales like this don't last forever. Come see WC Tractor in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, and Temple for the largest selection of tractors on clearance now. That's WC Tractor and WCTractor.com.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember Backstatic Chowder Coating.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Make the holiday cards you send out this year a keepsake card. Copy Corner can turn your greetings into memories. From designing the front of your card with a particularly precious hand-drawn picture your children drew, or the photograph of your entire family, to picking out what you'd like the inside message to say, to completing it all with personalized signatures and envelopes. Let Copy Corner help make your holiday greeting card one to remember. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-COPY.
Your shot to win free furniture starts now. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back. Starting December 1st, for 12 days only, visit Ashley Home Store in College Station for your chance to win free furniture if the men's basketball team is one of the last 4 teams standing during the national tournament in March. Bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, and more. Ashley Home Store is the number one furniture and mattress retailer in North America. Visit the College Station store today for your chance to win free furniture. And hurry, this offer ends December 12th.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for complete rules and details.
About a minute to help. We want to see your pictures. Send us your pictures.
Send us your pictures.
We want pictures.
Pictures.
In case you didn't hear this earlier this morning.
There is snow literally falling from the sky.
Literally falling from the sky.
It's amazing, isn't it? That snow fell from the sky.
The sky. Oh. Is that where snow comes from?
Imagine.
What about babies?
That.
Do babies come from the sky?
That's the next thing. Exactly. The stork brought them in. All right, anyway, look for a high temperature today of 49 degrees. We'll be down there freezing again tonight. And then we got sunshine and up to 60. By the way, Monday is going to be 68 degrees, so enjoy the snow while you can. It's 33. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan.